Hey, that cheerful voice on the phone this morning, Annie Dugan, and it's April, which means we've got some great art events coming up this month.
Absolutely. This month is amazing, and this week is amazing, of course. We kick it off right away today, tonight, from 5 to 7 at the Zeitgeist Atrium, which is a really fun space to see art. I love that it is theater adjacent, it is restaurant adjacent, it is bar adjacent. So it's a really fun space. You know, it's this atrium space that's designed for sitting around chatting with friends. If you have, you know, a little bit, 5 minutes to spare, it's a great spot to just collect your thoughts and enjoy some art. So they really support and highlight local artists specifically, usually. And this evening, Eric Dubnica, who has been on the local regional art scene for some time, is having an exhibition called Transmutation, Art of Growth and Love. And he just sent me an image of it installed of one of the larger pieces. And he calls them metaphorical vessels. It's a whole wall of these. They look like... the title of the piece is Triumph of Love, and they could be hearts, maybe, but they look sort of more like hearts as if they were calcified and bone-like structures in your inside. A heart is a structure in your body, but it's not a bone, and these sort of have that textured look. They're not smooth. They definitely have a texture to them, but they have that same white color. So it's interesting to see his growth. Started as a painter, went into sculpture, and now is making these sculptural wall hangings. So definitely come out and see what that's all about from 5 to 7 this evening. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is a Tweevening. The first Tuesday of the month at the Tweed Museum of Art is always some sort of dive into the collection or what's on view or what folks are thinking about and wondering about in the art world. And tomorrow evening, Tuesday at 6:30, is Kathy McTavish talking about her work that is up on view called Chance. And I love that so Kathy's exhibition, Chance, opens this fall, and it's staying up through, it'll be up through the summer and into the fall, this coming fall. And I love that they're waiting until now to have Kathy at a Tweevening event. They've done a lot of immersive events. They've had music in there. They've had movement in there. They've had different ways of thinking about that exhibition. And I think it's really interesting to have the artist step back a little bit and let viewers respond, audiences respond, and then be in conversation with them. I think if anyone's had the pleasure of talking to Kathy McTavish, they have had a wonderful experience talking about art because she comes at it at such an interesting angle. It really, she's thinking about art and seeing art and understanding art in a way that connects all of us on sort of wherever we're at. So she's in conversation. I think that, you know, so often we have, you know, oh, the artist is going to come and explain it to me and tell me what to think. Well, I think what's great about Kathy is that her artwork gives you enough that it sparks your curiosity and starts you thinking, and then you're able to share that with her, and she responds to that. So I think it's going to be wonderful to hear her talk about what brought her to this place, you know, what went through her mind, and then really have that back and forth between her audience, because I think what I love, there's a lot of things that I think are fascinating and fabulous about Kathy, but I think she's really respectful of others, and I think that that's at the core of the artwork that she's making. It's the core of how she treats other people is that core of respect, and to see that in an artwork and then to see that in a discussion is really impressive. Friday, Friday at the Powellis Cultural Center. I love a lot of exhibition spaces. Prove does this. ACO is doing this now with their space. They are having a poetry reading by Denise Sweet. She has a new publication out. It's a publication and launch party with the poetry reading in that exhibition space, which of course has the Phenomenal Women exhibition. So to have a phenomenal woman reading phenomenal poetry in this exhibition featuring some just tremendous artists is going to be really exciting. It's 5:30 this Friday. Denise is from White Earth. The title of her publication is Palominos Near Tuba City. It's put out by a local press here in Duluth. And then Saturday, we have an abundance of art on Saturday. The Superior Public Library, 11:30 to 12:30, is doing a project with Northern Expressions Art Collective. Northern Expressions Art Collective really does some really engaging work throughout our community, and they are doing a recycled art art making event at the Superior Public Library. 10 a.m. Bailey Builds. Bailey Builds is this woodworking shop in West Duluth, and has really taken fire, and she's has an open house to show off what she's doing. 1 p.m. is the closing for the WTF exhibition that was up throughout March, and that was a really special, meaningful show for both the artist participants as well as those who came to see it. So it's sort of the last opportunity to say farewell to that art. I think closing exhibitions, closing parties are a really poignant poignant opportunity to sort of say goodbye, because so many of our exhibitions in our community are somewhat ephemeral. You know, they most of the organizations except the Tweed don't have a permanent collection. So the combination of art that you see on the wall is a one-time event, and having the closing reception sort of calls to attention that art, like life, is ephemeral, and we should appreciate it. So definitely go and check that out as well. And then this is sort of art adjacent, but I'm mentioning it because I think this connection between art and science you see so often. And 10 a.m. on Saturday is the Astronomy Day. The UMD and the Arrowhead Astronomical Society puts on this really fun Astronomy Day. And when we think about, you know, Starry Night and Van Gogh and Georgie O'Keeffe and the Joshua Tree. I mean, so many of the impulses that people have looking up into the stars, those are the same impulses that artists have. And I think it's something that actually connects artists and science in a really meaningful way. So go up, look at the stars on Saturday as well. So that's our week in art, Lisa.
And what a week it is. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Annie.
Thanks.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.